Today, we'd like to see the title of a strange woman in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 through 27. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 5 through 21, what are the strange woman's characteristics? What are the strange woman's characteristics? Number two, in verse 18, come let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. What does the word of love mean? What does the word of love mean? Last question, in this chapter 7, what are main points of Solomon's teaching? What are main points of Solomon's teachings? First of all, we'd like to see background. In 950 through 700 before Christ, the book of Proverbs was written mostly by Solomon, except chapters 22 through 24 and 30, the last chapter, 31. Originally, he wrote 3,000 Proverbs. In the 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, he spoke 3,000 Proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. So only 31 left there. So the minus 5, only 26 of Solomon's Proverbs were recorded in the book of Proverbs. This book's main theme is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So basically, the holy fear or reverence of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Verse 1, chapter 7. My son, keep my words. Here, my son does not mean literally Solomon's son, rather than young man or youth. In verse 7, here said, verse 7, Solomon perceived among the youths a young man devoid of understanding. So here, my son is meant a young man who are listening to Solomon's teaching, general meaning, like a pupil, and treasure my commands within you. So Solomon's teaching, God's word, within you. Keep my commands and live. Keep my commands, meaning act them like the word. Keep means obey my command, obey God's word, God's order, God's commandments. And my Lord, as the apple of your eye. Apple is a very important organ over eye, important area over eye. So the Lord itself is shown how to live, which way. Verse 3, bind them on your fingers. So in order to meditate God's word, so you might bind God's word, God's commandment, the Lord, on fingers, or memorize God's word. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Very important here. So first time, we should read the commandment, the law, or God's word. Then we should understand what the word means. Then we can apply the understood word right fully. Otherwise, wrongfully, we could apply that word. So we should know God's word correctly. Then we can understand, we can apply into God's way right away. Verse 4, say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin. So wisdom, understanding a little different. And first time you have a knowledge, then understand, then applicable, understood word is called as wisdom. So understanding not, you know, always you know, equal to wisdom. Knowledge also is not always equal to understanding nor wisdom. So a little in different step. So here, wisdom called as my sister, indicating intimacy. So wisdom always in my heart. So understanding, nearest kin, intimate kinship. So the knowledge or the truth gave a lot of freedom, you know, from sin, or give a freedom from, you know, sexual immorality or fornication. So right here, so Solomon, you know, talks about, you know, the stop, you know, sexual immorality or fornication, so kind of thing. So John chapter 8 verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So truth means the word of God. Jesus explained in John chapter 17 verse 17, truth is the word of God. So the word of God gave us a lot of freedom. So we don't you know, fear over dead body or, you know, evil spirit, you know, because we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's why kindness give freedom. But they are in a certain, you know, warning rule in a too. For example, Genesis chapter 2 verse 16 and 17, and the Lord God commanded the man Adam, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. So a lot of freedom. Every tree you may freely eat. But over the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So certain limitations here too. Here, you kept the commandment. You might have a lot of freedom, but here, limitation against a strange woman or immoral woman. So immoral activity, sexual, you know, activity kind of thing. Here, verse 5. That they may keep you from the immoral woman. New King James Version, immoral woman. King James Version, strange woman. This time, I am preparing a new book using most of the King James Version compared to New King James Version. But the weekly Bible teaching, we are studying with the New King James Version, but the written book with the main King James Version. So when I prepared in a both comparison, I was so blessed. So a little different about the meaning. Here, immoral woman, New King James Version, but the King James Version, strange woman. So strange woman, activity, immoral woman. So, for the seductress who flatters with her word. So Mark chapter 10, verses 7-39. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Or not man asunder, be asunder. So basically, God doesn't want to marry the people divorced. You know, basically, let not man separate, because the marriage means one unity. Also here, men and women. So they're, you know, different gender. You know, married, but same gender. Not say as a marriage rather than same gender cohabitation, you know, kind of thing. So not allowed. Also, you know, polygamy is not considered as a biblical marriage either. So also, the 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 1-5, the disciple inspired by the Holy Spirit, he said, now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. So a man not to touch a woman. Verse 2, nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, because of sexual immorality, because of fornication, because to avoid sexual immorality. So men, you know, naturally have a, you know, strong, you know, sexual drive. So to avoid, you know, sexual immorality, some women, you know, also has a, you know, strong, you know, sexual drive too, not many. But sexual immorality, to avoid sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband rent to his wife the affection to her, likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. So basically, whatever other spouse wants, you should, you know, submit to the other, you know, spouse, because you disown your own body. That's the reason. Verse 5, do not deprive one another except with consent for time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, to that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. So basically, if you marry, you sleep, you know, together. So not, you know, you shouldn't use a separate room, because you might be tempted to sexual immorality or fornication. That's the reason. So here, talking about sexual immorality or fornication, so seductress who flatters with her words. So here we see strange woman's character, flatter. For at the window of my house, I looked through my lattice or casement, and so among the simple. The simple here means not really good meaning. Here the simple, aimless young man, easily is tempted to the fleshy sensual affection, you know, easily tempted to sexual passion kind of thing. And so among the simple, I perceived among the youths a young man devoid of understanding. Young man disregarded. Young man doesn't understand, you know, the God's teaching against fornication or adultery or sexual immorality. Verse 8, passing along the street near her corner, and he looked at the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. So there, he is looking for, you know, dark side, not light. So avoid, you know, the light side. Verse 10, and there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot. Harlot is a prostitute, you know, very sexual, you know, appearance. And a crafty heart. Here, the strange woman character, crafty heart or cunning heart. She was loud and rebellious against whom? Against God, or stubborn. Her feet would not stay at home. So she is not staying home. She wanted to look for a man. For satisfaction of her sexual desire. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, looking at every corner. Here, so we see her character. She had lust, pursuit, hot pursuit for lust. So looking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him with an impudent face. Impudent means shamelessly bold, impudent. But she met him first time, so shamelessly bold face. She kissed him, she said to him, I have a piece of offering with me today, I have paid my vows. So I came out to meet you diligently to see your face, particularly your face, likely flattering. So basically, she's looking for any man, not particular your face, but here, diligent to see your face, like a flattering. And I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored carving of Egyptian linen. So mood, she made a mood to maximize lust over eros love, fleshly love, sensual love. Then verse 17, I have perfumed my bed. She used the perfume, at that time perfume, here, myrrh, aloes, and synonym. The perfume was used to maximize the lust. Verse 18, come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. Here, what is love? Love here, sensual love, or eros love, or lust, not agape love. Here, James chapter 3, verse 15, this wisdom does not descend from a robber. So verse 14 talks about envy, strife kind, you know, wisdom, you know. That kind of wisdom does not descend from above, from heaven, or from God, but is utterly sensual, demonic. Here, evil allies, utterly the world, sensually, you know, human fleshly, human carnality. Number three, demonic, devil. These three of them called as evil allies. So here we see love. Let's make love. Let's make expressing, you know, lust or sensual love or eros love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. So she made make assurance to a young man to make a sexual love with her. He has taken a bag of money with him, maybe for his business, and will come home on the appointed day, in a certain day, maybe 1 month later, or something like that. With her enticing or seducing speech, she caused him to yield. So her another character here, enticing character, also with her flattering. So we saw many flattering area, flattering lips, she seduced him. Here verse 22, immediately, meaning man expressed uncontrollable sensual passion, sensual, hours of passion, uncontrollable passion, sexual drive, immediately, without thinking, without understanding, immediately, he, young boy, went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction over the stocks. So like in correction, imprisonment, you know, like that. So verse 22 and 23, we see lust, sensual desire, or fleshly desire, you know, to sin, and finally to death, and you know, slaughter. Also the correction of the stock, you know, correction, prison, kind of thing, and fall into prison, the correction, prison. James chapter 1 verse 15 said, then when desire had conceived, desire means fleshly desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, bring forth death. So desire, sin, finally to death. So we can see here, you know, finally to death, you know, after to slaughter here, full, you know, to prison kind of thing. Also verse 23, continue to explain Solomon, till an arrow struck his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. So burden is caught up into the snare. He did not know it would cost his life. So obviously, not only physical life, but also spiritual life. So verse 24, 25, this is Solomon's today teaching of chapter 7, main point, 24 and 25. Now, right now, therefore is usually main point, conclusion. Therefore, listen to me, young boy, listen to me. My children, pay attention to the words of my mouth. Listen, pay attention. That's like a same or similar meaning. So pay attention, listen. Then verse 25, do not let your heart turn aside to her way, strange woman's way, or sexually immoral woman's way. Turn aside to evil way. Do not your heart turn aside to her way. So we can apply this teaching not only the sexual immoral woman's way, but extending to world way or devil, demonic way. So turn aside to demonic way. Do not let your heart turn aside to demonic way or earthly way or immoral way. Do not stray into her path. Do not stray into her demonic or immoral paths or sensual paths. We can apply to extension in that way, because three of them are allies of evil, their world and demons and flesh. Verse 26, for she has cast down many wounded, many to be wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. One example, Samson. Samson was hurt in Delilah. So basically she persuaded him to disclose his secret, not to cut his hair three times, but finally Samson was submitted to her. So Samson, strong man, so he was slain by Philistine. Book of Judges chapter 16 basically talks about that. Is a good example. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. So in that case, whenever we meet certain trap over sexual immorality or over fornication, that's the first and flee. The 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Flee also youthful lust. Flee the first step. Then, but pursue God's way. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So pursue God's way with your brothers in Christ. That is the 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. That is the solution to avoid that kind of sexual immorality temptation. So first, run out of that situation, like Joseph. Joseph, he was tempted by Potiphar's wife. But that time, he fled and ran outside immediately. That's the first step. Then in a second, pursue God's way with your good ally together. That's disciple Paul recommended. So let's see each question. In verse 5 through 21, what are the strange women or the immoral woman's characteristics? So we can see here, verse 5, flattering. Verse 10, crafty or cunning or rebellious character, not stay at home and unstable, or looking at every corner, lust pursuit, or impudent, shamelessly bold, also enticing character. Verse 21, also flattering character too. Question two, in verse 18, come let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. What does the word of love mean? Obviously not agape, but here, eros love, or lust, or sensual love. So basically very selfish love. Question three, in this chapter 7, what are main points of Solomon's teaching? That is verse 22 and 23. So immediately he went after 24 and 25. That is, now therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to away. Do not stray into her path. Thank you. God bless you.